Okay, let's start our discussion of Eruvin Daf Tzadi Gimel. Today we're going to talk about Gidud and Mechitza Chamisha. Gidud Chamisha and Mechitza Chamisha, combining different items, different realities, in order to form a Mechitza. And that is a Machlokes Amorayim on today's Daf. Amar of Chista says, Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha in Mitzarfin. If there are two Chatzeros, one is above the other one, one is above the other one by five tefachim, and then the upper one builds a five tefach wall on the edge of its yard. So now, looking at it from the perspective of the bottom chatzer, so there is a wall of 10 tefachim on one side. But looking at it from the perspective of the upper one, so there's only 5 tefach. So, a mitzarfin, the Gemara says, according to Rav Chisda, that it's not mitzarif, achi okula begidud, okula bemechitza. It has to be all gidud or all mechitza. That is the Rav Chisda's shita. The Gemara asks a question then on Rav Chisda, and later on it quotes Mareimar, Dorish Mareimar, Gidur Chamisha Mechitza, Chamisha Mistarfin. Mareimar argues on Rav Chisda, no, it is Mitzarif. Ashkei Ravina L'Ravachabre Derava, he asks, have you learned something about Mechitza? He says, no, the Hilchasa Gidur Chamisha Mechitza, Chamisha Mistarfin. So we paskin that it does work. One can combine a drop and a physical wall in order to be Mitzarif to the 10 Tefach high mechitza that we know we have to have in order to separate reshuyos and to be considered a mechitza. So we paskin that it can combine. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in two places, in Shin Samach Beis, Sif Beis. That is the first place that it is quoted. That is in the siman of what is mechitza regarding tiltel, right? The title of the siman, Eza mechitza hakriya mechitza lataltel. Kol mechitza shlo nasis ladur besocha el etznius. Any mechitza, the Shulchan Aruch starts off, that's only made for tznius, like we had this earlier when the walls of a ship. Is it just made to prevent the water, or is it made for residents inside? So any mechitza that's only made for tznius. Rather, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kigon mechitza sha'osin lanuach sham l'sha'a chotzev avanim v'habanoim v'sha'ochlem v'omnim sham l'sha'a v'hatznei." You sit there a little bit. Ve'ein ze mechitzas dira ela mechitzas hatznius. It's not a mechitzas dira. O lishmar mashiyitnu besocha, or to guard what is put into it. You put peros in there, kalim. O leshev bakde lishmar peros he mechitza latalda masha besocha. It is a mechitza for tiltol, aval ena mechitza laasos masha besocha mukaf ledira in muyosim meisasayim. Right, with the rules of karpeth that we discussed a few times already. Yosim meisasayim, that this is not called a hukaf ledira. Fine, but in the second sif, tel shegavoa chamisha v'hishlimo la'asara, if you have a mound that is 5 tefachim high, and then you amashlim it with another wall on top in order to make it 10, shasal ha-mechitza gavoa asara, chashuv mechitza l'taltel u'l'chol davar. That is a mechitza l'taltel v'chol davar, even regarding a hefzik of shnei chatzeros, as the Mishnah Berurah says, look later on, shin ayin bei sivav, and that is our discussion here in our Gemara, which the Shulchan Aruch also quotes based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ochas, so we pass it like Mareimar." The Shulchan Aruch says here in Sivav, "Bayish mein shvei chatzeros bupasuach l'shneihem." Right, that's the first part of it. Is not our halacha, but let's just read it. If you have a house between two chatzeros bupasuach l'shneihem, and it's open to two different chatzeros on both sides of the house, the erev im shneihem, aval hachatzeros lo ervu ze im ze. So the chatzeros were not married with each other, just that this house took part in each of the erevs of each of the chatzeros. Ein l'taltel kelim sheshavsu bebatim mechatzel lechatzer adei bayezesh mitayim. You can't go through the house. Hayav bein shtei chatzeros kosal gavoa asar tefachim. Here's our halacha. If you have a wall between the chatzeros, ten tefachim high, osha yakar koshal achas mechatzeros gavoa mechaver achamisha tefachim, or one of the yards is higher, five tefachim above the other yard, v'asu Alav mechitza lahashlimo laasara, and then you add it on 5. Ein lecholon laarev yachad. You can't make one erev because that's considered a 10 tefach high wall, because we can look at it as together. Maya kosa gobo al shteim asara vavirosha peros, and if there are peros on top, you know what are you allowed to do with that? That we had a discussion before from the earlier parak. But that is the halacha is we paskin gidur chamisha 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 mistarfin. We're going to discuss today the svara for the shita that we don't paskin like. Why would you say it won't be mitzarif? Why wouldn't you? Like you look at it from the bottom chatzer, and you see that it is a 10 tefach high wall. Why wouldn't you be able to see they are mitzarif? Again, especially since if one chatzer was 10 tefach higher than the other one, then you would say me'arvin shnayim. Then even Rav Chisda would say, there's no tziruf there, it's just that the higher one is 10 tefacham high, then you would say it is nechshav mechitza without anything above the ground for the upper one. You don't need something above the ground for the upper one. It's pure garasik mechitza. You make it imaginary as if the wall continues. But here, because you have a 5 tefach mechitza and a 5 tefach underneath, so that makes it worse. So why is it? So that's a machlokas we've shown him here. Says the Rashba. The Rashba says, it is a gzeira d'rabanan. It's important for the Rashba. It seems like Mida Araisa, Rav Chisda agrees to Amemar, right? Mereimar, right? Everybody would agree that the Araisa, it works. It's just Mida Rabbanan, says the Rashba. Aval, B'nei Hal Yonah Shemitchila, Kodem Shanasa Bo Mechitza, Hayu Nesarim, Shalohu B'nei Melagador Chamisha, Va'achshav Kishetosev Sham Mechitza Chamisha. Let's say you're in the bottom chatzer. So now you have a wall that's 5 tefach high. Now you build a mechitza 5 tefach on top. What are people going to think? Oh, 5 tefach high mechitzas are good. Atabal atir and bachmas mechitza zu. Vehein enam roim pnei asara. Yomru shamechitza chamisha materes. They would think that a mechitza of 5 tefachim high, that would be enough. So it's a gzera drabanan, mida oraisa. Everybody agrees that gidud and mechitza are combinable. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi does not give you the impression that it is a din d'rabanan. Rashi says that in the case of Rav Chisda, he says, d'lagaba, aval lagabe el yon ala mechitza, the she'ena roe es p'nei asara la mechitzasa. V'yavikul yagidud, shaper tvei mishun de mishtam shalahed yatsov agidud. V'roa gova yoser al chaverta asaro minkara mechitzta. When you don't have anything on top, then you could go to the edge and look down and see a 10 tefach high wall. But here it's anikar. Here it's anikar because it's only 5, and looking at it doesn't look like a minkara milsa, a mechitza, and therefore it is a problem. You don't get any impression that this is a gzera. The Ritva seems to combine both. He quotes ideas of Rashi and the Rashba. He seems to put it together. The Ritva says, "V'chika amar ein mitztarfin haino legabe el yona shein roon penei asara." That sounds like Rashi because you don't see the 10 if you don't walk to the edge. If you have a 5, then you can't walk to the edge and look down and see all 10. You can only see the 5 in front of you. De'ilu b'shiyesh gidur asara omedim al sfaso v'roon p'nei asara. If you have a 10 tefach high and nothing on top, you can go to the edge and look down. Aval hashtel deleke ela gidud chamisha. But here, if you only have gidud of chamisha, yiu asurim she'im ata machshira machshav she'ishlimo olav mechitza asara svurin lomar. So now this sounds like the Rashba. T'me mechitza chamisha zagi she'achshav enim roon p'nei asara. So the Ritva seems to combine both Rashi and the Rashba, but again, nafka mina seems to be whether you say it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. If you look in Rashi Maseches Gittin, he also seems to say that it is a fundamental distinction and not one of d'rabbanan. Rashi on Tesav Mabez in Maseches Gittin, Rashi says, find the line, Eim etztarfin lihios besocho rishus hayachid. Why? Gidu chamisha linyin Shabbos de be'inan mechitza gavoa asara omak asara. You need a 10 tefach high mechitza or a 10 deep wall underneath the ground. So it doesn't sound like from Rashi again that it is at all anything a midraban. So the question is, what exactly is Rashi driving at? What's the svara? Why wouldn't you be able to combine it? It's not nikar. It's not nikar that it's a mechitza. So it seems that not everything that is physically combinable is halachically combinable. Right, just like, even though that, again, we pass it, it is. We're just trying to the Svarah for Rav Chisda. If you're using two different mechanisms of a mechitza, so then they're not combinable, Rashi seems to say. If you look at Rav Chidush Reb Nachum, there in Gittin, on Tesvav Mabez, so he discusses, his words are that a wall is Mishum Mechitza. And going down, the Amok, the Charitz, is that a mechitza? That's a Havdalah, that's a separation of Rishus. But you might not call that a mechitza. Mechitza has to be above ground. V'yoser nira, says Chiddush Reb Nachman. D'Rashi Sfirale, D'Shem Mechitza Mikri Rak Mechitza Hamavdeles Mibeiz Evareha. A mechitza is one that separates from its two sides. V'gidur lo mikri mechitza klal. Gidur, when it's underneath, is not separating. There's dirt on one side and air on the other side. It's not two different spaces. Kiven delek havdala l'sarishas arabim. It's not an havdala. Ubad mahani gidur l'chudei l'ashvuyei kirishas ayachid. That which we said, if one chatzir is 10 tefachim high above the other one, that works. That's fine. Why? Near the Rashi Sfirali, the Gidur Havi Min Havdala Bifneatzmo. The Ha'omeg Gamkin Mahani Lahavdalas Karka Habar Mirishas Arabim. Ula Ashvuye Lakerishas Ayachin. If it's all Havdala, that's fine. The Ein Zemi Din Mechitzos. But that's not Mechitza. That's a Havdala. Umishim Hachi Sfirali, the Rav Chizda, and that's Rav Chizda's Din. The E. Efshar Litzarev is Beis Mini Havdalas. Zelazet. Two different types of mechanisms you can't combine. The okulo b'mechitza, okulo b'gidut. So the Chlishu Reb Nachman explains Rashi that it's a specific issue regarding mechitzos that you can't combine two different mechanisms, one havdala and one mechitza. If you look in the Gilyoni Ashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel here, so he relates to that too. He first quotes the Tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi in Siman Hey, he relates to Gidud also. Interesting Shuvah, it's a long Shuvah, but he discusses, he says, starts off, Ir I Shekorin Haig, Be'eretz Hollandia, the Hague in Holland. So the Hague we have in Holland is not, I don't know, doesn't seem like to be surrounded by water or ditches. But he quotes, Ir I Shekorin Haig, Be'eretz Hollandia, Asher Ein Lachoma Saviv, there's no wall, Ela Shecharitz Amok, Har be'yoser me'asar atvachin, around the entire city or town, there is a chritz, there is a ditch that is much deeper than 10 tvachim and much wider than 4 tvachim. V'rachav har be'mein batvachim, makifa saviv. Im nomar, can you say that this is not a rishos harabim daraisa and a frigi b'al d'nerif? Ha'im nomar, chritzeh hu chomasa, v'hutar de chritzeh be'erif, kedera kol ha'ayaros, asher lohen chomasaviv, treat it like any other city that has a wall around it. Or it's not strong enough. That's the question that he was asked, the Chacham Tzvi was asked a couple hundred years ago. So he goes through different definitions of Rishas Arabim, Rishas Yachid, and he says, a couple paragraphs later, he says, this is all Gidud. And even Rav Chizda agrees that all Gidud, as we just said, is okay. Mikal Amor Muchach Behedya, Beli Shum Cholek, De kulo be gidud mo alachol davar. All gidud is good. Rav Chizda only didn't like and prohibited gidud and mechitza combining, but if it's all gidud, it works. V'kivisha mo alachol davar, and since it works, ain shum tam besvara lomar, and there's no reason to say de liyachid to al mechitza v'lo l'rabim. There's no reason to say that only for a yachid's tiltul it should work and not l'rabim. Milvad she'ein lanu levado svaras v'chiluki milibenu. Besides the fact that we're not supposed to come up with new svaris on our own, davar she'ein lo shorish v'lo remes b'talmud v'lo b'shum echad me'aposkim, the poskim don't mention such a limit, v'yod muchach, mikol ha'talmud, ta'adarab al-rabim mekilin, right? It's just the opposite. When there's more people, we're usually more mekel, as we find in this mesechta. Kiddekayim b'lan that we had earlier, in the first parak, b'shayara shachantza b'vikar. Remember, there was a whole group of people that were in a vikar, that was in a valley, and we allowed them to make mechitzas with just lechi, with just shesi, with just arev, right? Both directions, and we say, no, it's only if there's a group of people there. Shinozen lo chod sarcha, mashayin kin b'yachid. Kiddekayim b'erev and dafte zayin. Rav madifi. Ulani is daiti. Continues the Chacham Tzvi, mitam zeh hikilu b'mavui b'lechi u'b'chatzer sarach shnei pasin mishum destam mavui darn b'yosir b'nei adam me'asher darn b'chatzer l'kach hikilu bo. Right, so we know also sometimes there's more coolers when it comes to mavuis for the lechi and the chatzer, because mavui a lot of people live in. So again, we find other contexts that you're more makel on a rabim and hilchas erevin than on a yachid. And therefore, there shouldn't be any reason in this context where it should be more machmir. The gamzeh pashut ma'od b'chol ha'talmud v'aposkim tukamakom shemuto liyachol ha'talmud b'kulo af rabim muto ha'talmud b'kulo midarais afil b'li erev v'shituf. And therefore, he says, I don't think there should be a difference, and therefore this should be, it's all gidut, and it should be able to allow you to make an erev in that city. Okay, that's the first part. Rabbi Yosef Engel is mayor to that shuvah of the Chacham Tzvi. But then he discusses, maybe there is a lishit, maybe there is a root machlokas here. Rav Chisda and Mareimar, and this is classic Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe Rav Chisda and Mareimar are arguing about a machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? So again, this is unlike Chiddush Rabbi Nachum, which says that this machlokas here is a limited machlokas having to do with mechitza and havdalah. Rabbi Yosef Engel kind of generalizes it. If you look back earlier in the Masechta on Dav Dalet Amud Beis, there is a discussion, and he interprets the discussion whether mechitza is based on pasuk or based on a halacha Moshe Misinai. And he understands that as a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Remember, the Gemara there is talking about what do you need mechitza. The Gemara says mechitza is halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? Rav says on Dalam Aleph, shiurin chatzitzin u'mechitzin halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Gemara asks by each one of them. So we're going to do the last one. The Gemara says mechitza is halacha Moshe Misinai. Mechitza is a din daraisa. Right, because we know the Aron is 9, the Kaparis is a Tefach, Harikana Saran, Hashem doesn't go lower down. So Mechitza is an Alach Moshe Misinai, Mechitza is a Din Daraisa. So Gemara says, you need it for Rabbi Yehuda. You need Rabbi Yehuda who holds that Amas Abinya Ba'am Bashisha, Amas Kinla, Ba'amas Bachamisha. According to him, you don't have a source. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mechitza, Asar Tvachim is a Halacha Moshe Misinai. And according to Rabbi Meir, it's not. According to Rabbi Meir, Halacha Moshe Misinai is used for good, love, and dofan akuma, but it's not used for Halacha Moshe Misinai. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's a Pasuk, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha Moshe Misinai. So maybe this is good for the Machlokas. Rav Chisda says you can't combine halachas that are learned out from two different sources. Rav Chisda holds like Rabbi Meir that mechitza is a pasuk, while gidud, which is working through good asik, as halacha Moshe Misinai, and therefore you can't combine the two. Ameimar, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so both are halacha Moshe Misinai, and therefore efshar litzarif. That is the classic Rabbi Yosef Engel, who says maybe that's the issue. It's not a local issue about mechitza and havdalah, as Rabbi Nachum said, but it's related to that machlokas that we had earlier back on Daf Dalet. The Trei Mili Ninu, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, Da Gidur Hu Mishum Gud Asik O Mechitza Hikip Shuta. And he quotes, Hayanira Lachara Lanal, Rav Chisda, Sfira Leker Meir, De Mechitza Asara Nilman Mikra, Vilu Gud Asik, Hu Rakhni Alach HaMosh Misinai, Vial Karchak Sfira Leker Dekra Alach HaMosh Misinai Lo Mitztarfi. They can't be Mitztarif. V'af, I, why can't they be Mitztarif? Even though they're both Daraisa. V'at Alach HaMosh Misinai Gamkin Daraisa, Mikol Makam, Kari Le'a Rambam, Divrei Sofrim. You find that Alach HaMosh Misinai sometimes has different rules and categorization. The Rambam calls it Divrei Sofrim. It's not Mefurish Bekra. The Al Karchach, Divrei Torah, Divrei Sofrim, Lo Mitztarfi. And he quotes an example, like in Bat Metzia Daf Nun Gimel, where it says, Daraisa Drabana Lo Mitztarfi. That's talking about combining on a coin for pidyon purposes. Something that was Batel Mita Oraisa. But he says that is Rav Chisda holds like Rav Meir. V'lachin ha'alacha be'emet t'gidur u'mechitza mistarfen ha'ino da'alacha ha'kaimel on Rabbi Yehuda. Because we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda on Daftal, the'alacha Rabbi Yehuda l'gabi Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda mechitza asar is also halacha Moshe Misinai, and gidur halacha Moshe Misinai, and therefore you can put it all together and combine them. Again, halacha Moshe Misinai is a different way of, under a different source of limud. Right? We know that the Rambam tells us, remember the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh, in the Hagdamah to Pirush Mishnayos, where the Rambam says the first two categories of Halacha of Torah Shebal Peh are Dvarim HaMufurashim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, Dvarim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, halachas that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu straight, Misora, but it's not called Halacha Moshe Misinai, right, anywhere, right, and that's like an Esrog being the Pre-Eitz Hadar, or Ayin Tacha Zayin being payment and not literal. So those are the two examples that he gives. That's not called Halacha Moshe Misinai, but nobody ever said that it was otherwise. Yeah, the Gemara in Hachovah goes back and forth with the Limudim, but there was never a shita out there that said that something different. Those are Pirushon Kubalam Moshe Rabbeinu. Category 2 as Halacha Moshe Misinai. Category 3 is Drashos, or everything learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos. That's the largest category. And then Takanas and Xeros are Category 4 and Category 5. But you see, Halacha Moshe Misinai is a separate category. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel says, that maybe it's not combinable in Halacha. Not everything is combinable, right, in terms of Halacha. Then he has a fascinating suggestion. He says, the Yesh La'ayin, he says, what about even within one Shem Isser? That he's not sure about. Bishar Mili, Mitztarfu Midi Dekrav Halacha Moshe Misinai. For example, Arlas Eretz Yisrael and Arlas Chutz Laretz. Arlas Eretz Yisrael is a pasuk. It's a pasuk and sefer Vayikra. Arlas Chutz Laretz is Halach Moshe Misinai. So are they combinable? Imitz Tarfu leIsser b'Masayim. The Yesh Lomar the Kiva the Zeh Aser Mikra v'Zeh Halach Moshe Misinai. Trei Mili Nevelom Mitztarfi. Tahavile. It's just like Arla and Kilei Akerim wouldn't be Mitzarif. But if you say that maybe this group would be a machlokas. Marimer would say they are combinable, or maybe not. Or like he said, according to this pshat, no, the Ramir thinks that they're both psukim, and therefore that's why they're combinable. But everyone would agree that BSO, two things that are different, are not combinable. Unless you say Reb Chaim's Chiddush, remember we discussed this in other contexts, that there are two types of Halacha Moshe Misinai. There's Halacha Moshe Misinai HaMichadeshes, and Halacha Moshe Misinai HaMifareshes. Chadeshes is something totally new that we wouldn't have known without the Halacha Moshe Sinai. And therefore, maybe that's not combinable. But if it's Halacha Moshe Sinai HaMifareshes, that it explains that we thought the idea was this, but the Halacha Moshe Sinai comes to expand it, and that's Pashtus what Arla Chutz La'aretz is. It's expanding and telling us Arla is not only in Eretz Yisrael, it's also in Chutz La'aretz. Then Lachora, it would be combinable, even though one is Halacha Moshe Sinai, one is a Pasik. Because that's Halacha Moshe Sinai HaMifareshes. That's the important Reb Chaim's comment in, I think it's in Halachas Machalos Asuros, where he explains that Yisod, which explains many, many sources. Okay, we will have to stop here.